This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organized Report on the interesting transition from ideological argument to personal contact. Business with political and labor organizers and activists of all stripes in Germany was fascinating for me and in education. It was impressive to see the deep, lifelong commitments that so many have made individually to progressive work that permeates down to their living conditions. Similar to France and the United Kingdom, people often worked at minimum wage for years in support of their political and community projects, and then went home to cooperative housing arrangements, often erasing any lines between the personal and political, or so it seemed to me as an interested observer. Unions are still strong, but these are times of transition. Unions are not as strong as they were. I heard that the massively impressive building of Verdi, the second largest union in Germany, where we met with a group of people one evening, was now seeking tenants for space that they no longer occupy. At the same time, there's new energy in some organizing projects. In our meeting at Verdi, there were three or four organizers and activists preparing for a strike for a first contract at a huge hospital where they had won bargaining rights while still trying to organize a secondary unit of 2,300 workers. On the other hand, talking the next day to students from the Global Labor College, a small elite program to train future union staff and policy people, it was somewhat surprising to hear how little attention and training was focused on organizing, as if somehow everything would remain locked in place. Asking students about to graduate if they were being placed either in their countries or elsewhere, it seemed they were offered internships, but in many cases they laughed and told us that this was largely an exercise in providing free labor in exchange for future contacts, and it was unclear if they would be able to find a place in the labor movement in the future at all. Party life is carefully articulated and dissected into large slabs and small slivers. People often have more voice than they have power. Meeting with top education, strategic planning, and campaign staff of Germany's Die Linke, perhaps the largest left progressive parliamentary party in Europe, was fascinating. A more talented and thoughtful team of people would be hard to find anywhere in the world, where once parties could communicate easily to a large base of ideologically compatible people, modern times and issues were intruding and confusing the base of working class voters elsewhere and everywhere. Participation in voting was falling election after election. Wedge issues like immigration were toxic, but there was also a sense from some sectors of the base that there was satisfaction in assuming a fixed level of support was possible without aggressively trying to adapt to modern political campaigning, communication, data, and field operations. Just as I found in the Netherlands, people are pushing forward and making plans while listening and learning on the run. There's good cause for hope in the future, but like everywhere, we're running against the clock and change, and sometimes the calendar are not always kind to us. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.